Lawmakers, local business and community leaders, and workers in hard hats sweated together and waited. Icy bottles of water and commemorative sunglasses were distributed, and the guest of honor pulled up in an electric car.
It's my honor to introduce our governor, Mary Powell.
Now to add the addition of solar power into our energy mix in our state is truly a great accomplishment, something I'm very excited to see.
Fallon made a few short remarks before throwing a fake switch and ceremoniously energizing Oklahoma Gas and Electric's new solar power farm in West Oklahoma City. Oil and gas is king in Oklahoma, but it's also a heavyweight in wind power. The state is number 4 in installed wind power capacity. When it comes to solar energy, however, the Sooner State ranks near the bottom. Researchers say Oklahoma has plenty of sun, but the resource is blocked by state policies.
It's interesting because Oklahoma is a little bit behind the curve as far as installing solar with regard to a lot of the rest of the country.
Scott Milanowski is OG&E's Director of Engineering, Innovation, and Technology. He's giving me a tour of the new solar farm.
So this is a bit of a science experiment for us. It's our first entry into solar power. We also last summer put solar panels on 2 of our buildings.
Solar energy can be collected or concentrated to heat water for homes or power steam generators. But the most common way to get the sun's energy onto the electric grid is through photovoltaics, solar panels, installed in big arrays or on a smaller scale on roofs of homes and buildings. OG&E is studying both, including solar power generated by the utility itself and solar power added by residential customers. Milanowski says Oklahoma has abundant solar power potential.
You know, we're standing out here on a bright, clear blue day, and the sun's going to be provide excellent output.
The metric we use is sun peak hours per day. So that definitely plays a factor in the price of solar projects, but that's definitely not one of the key factors that drive the adoption of solar.
Tyler Ogden is a solar analyst at Boston-based Lux Research. He's the guy manufacturers, installers, and utilities turn to when they're trying to understand state-to-state differences in solar energy.
For instance, if you look at Massachusetts, Massachusetts has about 3.5 hours of sun peak hours per day compared to Oklahoma, which has a range of, 5 to 6.
Massachusetts is number 6 in solar capacity. Oklahoma, which gets more sun, ranks 45th.
So Oklahoma currently has some policies that are acting as barriers to the adoption of solar or acting as weights that are preventing the establishment of a foundation for the emergence and growth of a solar market.
Ogden says top solar states are more aggressive with tax incentives and environmental mandates for renewable energy. They also make it easy and cheap for individual customers to add solar to the grid. Recently, the biggest driver in solar energy growth, especially residential solar, has come from third-party ownership.
That's usually through a lease model or what's called a power purchase agreement, where a homeowner or business would buy the electricity by kilowatt hour from the owner of the system.
That means a homeowner, for example, could get cash or credit for the electricity without having to pay to install and maintain the solar panels. But Oklahoma is one of a few states that block such arrangements. Ogden says third-party ownership is one reason Texas, which has roughly the same solar energy potential, is a top solar state and Oklahoma isn't. There's another reason Oklahoma has been sluggish on solar, electricity prices. Oklahoma has some of the cheapest power in the country. Inexpensive electricity means fewer people are willing to seek out new sources of energy and pay for the technology to collect it. For State Impact, I'm Joe Wirtz.